like to present to you a method of improving survey response formats. Now, we were intended simply to do a translation of a survey to begin with, and discovered that the Likert response format was quite a puzzle. So that's what I'll be talking about today. And to acknowledge the funding source, this is part of an intervention study that's funded by the NIDCD, a branch of NIH. And the purpose of this particular project was to develop a valid hearing protection survey for use with Latino construction workers. And we're working with specifically roofers, carpenters, and laborers. Effective hearing loss prevention is needed for all workers, but especially the 2.5 million U.S. Latino construction workers. They are now 23% of the U.S. construction workforce and growing. So our best practices up to now have come from NIOSH guidelines. Of course, we always recommend OSHA as a beginning point, but NIOSH recommends more than simply complying with the OSHA guidelines. And these are the 7 points that would represent an effective hearing loss prevention program. The two that this project is aiming to develop are use of hearing protection devices and education and motivation. NIOSH also recommends tailoring the education to a company's particular hearing loss prevention needs, including a needs assessment of what the population's hearing loss prevention needs are. The problem is that in order to develop a baseline, survey instruments are needed, and survey instruments have been developed primarily for non-Latino workers. Prior focus group research in this project discovered themes related to Latino construction workers' use of hearing protection that were published in American Association of Occupational Health Nursing Journal earlier this year. The themes that we discovered in that focus group research were consistent with the existing instrument that was in English language. Why we use it, the themes were consistent with the benefits of using hearing protection, like blocking out noise, and why they don't use hearing protection was also a familiar theme. For example, hearing protection devices are uncomfortable. So we began by using a preliminary Spanish language version of the existing hearing protection survey. And it was not just translated, but transculturated. In other words, sometimes concepts were not easily translated, and therefore the Spanish language drove how that was described. And then we also went back and changed to English. And that is often called decentering. So far, we've done 3 different intervention pilots. This presentation is focusing mostly on the first one, which was a focus group with a small group of 8 Latino construction workers. Since then, 2 other phases have helped to develop the survey response formats, and I'll be showing a few of the solutions that we've discovered to the problems we learned about in the focus group. So this first focus group involved the 8 workers who were recruited through union apprenticeship and training programs. We had 3 different trades represented. Their average age was 35, and they had worked in construction about 8 years. 6 were born outside the U.S., and they'd been residents of the U.S. for about 11 years. So this data collection involved, first of all, a pilot test of the very preliminary version of a bilingual computer-based hearing protection training program. And part of that training program is a survey that the respondent answers questions about their beliefs about using hearing protection and their behavior of using hearing protection. use the focus group method to elicit reactions to the survey response formats, and these reactions provided data to guide our development of the existing survey. So what did workers tell us? Well, first we had several positive comments, so I'd like to focus on those. The workers really appreciated the concurrent visual and audio presentation of these survey items. They had headsets and there was a voiceover reading each item to them. They did recommend adding a switch to English or switch to Spanish button. And this is a quote that one worker said to describe their need for having both languages, because perhaps their reading is better in English than their Spanish, but the verbal understanding would be better in Spanish. So our solution, that the computer programmers had no problem with that. So our solution appears as a little button that says, "Here, cambiara inglés," or "Switch to Spanish." They found it challenging to know what are hazardous noise levels. Therefore, in addition to just defining what is loud noise, it's a 3-foot rule that we use. If you have to shout to be understood from 3 feet away, that means it's loud noise, it's hazardous. So we developed this small icon that now appears on every screen where that's relevant, and they can roll over it to remind them of what that 3-foot rule is. There was a general desire to keep the response scale simple and clear, and they really liked the numerical response that we had for reporting use of hearing protection. And this is our current version of that. It may look complicated, but they can roll over the numbers, and then the voice tells them what percent that was. And because it's numbers, they find it very intuitive. The Likert scales, however, we had two different versions, and those, there was general confusion over them. We began with our English version had a 6-point scale from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And in their words, just give me good, bad, or false. And, you know, three responses was the most they wanted to handle. And then the never to always scale, they found it confusing that we had usually not as one of the terms. And usually, at least in Spanish, usualmente, was not clear to them. So we've had several solutions, and we're still, we keep trying things out and getting more responses. We will have one more pilot. So we replace usually with frecuentemente, and we avoid the agree-disagree, which is culturally inappropriate, is what we've decided. And now we just use a time scale, never or nunca, to always and siempre. And instead of 6 points, we have only 4 points. So we think this is going to work for us. So in summary, no assumptions can be made about the validity of response formats when adapting surveys for use with Latino workers. We were very pleased that participants were able to articulate their difficulties and to suggest some improvements for our response formats. And we would recommend several iterations like we have done to arrive at the final survey. So, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. That's my email address, kerx010@umn.edu.